NPR.
Stephen, I got your text. You said this was some kind of emergency.
Yeah, Darian, we got a problem, and it's a problem wasting one of our most important resources, and it's costing Americans billions of dollars each year.
I'm all ears. Go ahead, hit me.
Well, the problem that we're talking about is water leaks.
Water leaks. It's a little anticlimactic, I gotta say.
Well, it shouldn't be. U.S. homes, they lose nearly a trillion gallons of water each year. And based on, like, the average price of water, we're talking about something like $5 billion, more than $5 billion down the drain.
All right. What about per household?
Okay. Admittedly, per household, that comes out to, like, $50. But that's just back-of-the-napkin math. For some families, they're going to get hit with something like a four- or five-figure water bill.
That is something to be a little worried about. In New York, though, I don't have to worry about this. I've got a smart water meter. This is pretty standard here. That tracks and it transmits how much water a house uses. And if you use much more than normal, then you'll get this virtual leak alarm and you can try to address the problem.
Yeah, that's great for you, Darian. But the problem for me in the Gulf South and a lot of the country, we don't have those yet.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods.
And I'm Stephen Bisaha from the Gulf States Newsroom. We're a family of public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.
In today's show, we're going to look at how smart water meters could have saved one family from a water bill that cost them roughly as much as a new Toyota Camry.
And we hear from this economist who tells us about the incentives that make water providers reluctant to dip their toes into the smart water business.
Come on, the water's good.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Sometimes a leak is pretty obvious, like a dripping showerhead. That's what Megan Taylor had at the townhouse she was renting near Birmingham, Alabama last year. So, simple solution, easy to fix. A plumber came to check it out.
But sometimes a leak is less obvious and more ominous. Like that same plumber noticing Megan's water meter spinning like a pinwheel.
He just saw the water meter like circling itself, like you could actually see the needle on it going round and round and round.
That is not something you want your water meter to do.
No, it is not. They found out later there was a split pipe on Megan's side of the property line, and she reached out to her water provider, Birmingham Waterworks, but they didn't know how much it would cost or really could do anything about it until after the bill was generated.
And this whole time waiting, Megan's husband, Will, is this nervous wreck. He's checking his phone every day and refreshing his account page.
And one day about 10 o'clock, I reload the water board's page and I see this bill and I'm just like, oh no.
It's like a water horror film.
So we got this bill.
This bill right in front of you.
It's a bad day.
I'm reading
very
the bill.
Bad day.
It says total account balance, $19,526.57.
Over $19,000 for water.
I mean, that's like all my savings gone right there.
It's not a fun day.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about more than an Olympic swimming pool amount of water that was gone.
And the thing I was curious about, like, would you notice that leaking out in your backyard?
I mean, you think you would normally, but they think it was going down to this storm drain, so they didn't notice any of it. And this brings us back to our smart water meters. Will says if the utility had them, it could have prevented this billing nightmare.
If there was some sort of smart reader in place that could tell you, hey, Will, you're using 10 times more water this month than you were last month. Is everything okay? Something like that could have prevented this way before 800,000 gallons of water had gone down the drain.
Now, this sounds like the sort of thing that should be common. I mean, I could pull up my email right now and read a message about how much electricity I used yesterday.
But a lot of water providers do this old school. They send workers house to house physically reading every meter. You can imagine this takes a lot of labor, and water providers often can't find enough workers. So some homes go months before getting a reading and a bill. Ahmed Rashid Al-Khattabi is an economist researching water demand at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Well, the water sector is always lagging behind the energy sector to some extent when it comes to technology.
Yeah, someone told me it was like water is 10 years behind electricity.
At least.
Now, there are a lot of reasons why water lags behind electricity. The U.S. has around 150,000 public water systems. Many of them are tiny, and a lot of them are in financially rough shape.
And so many water providers makes oversight tough. Ahmed Rashid says there aren't any good national numbers on how many utilities use smart meters. But he did give the example of a California study he did in 2020. And out of the roughly 20 water providers Ahmed Rashid and the other researchers looked at,
only four had smart meters at that time.
Part of the problem is that smart meters are expensive to install. A few hundred dollars per meter balloons into millions on the city level.
Beyond the financial troubles, Ahmed Rashid says this really comes down to incentives. And the incentives here are dragging water providers in two different directions. On the one hand, there's the need for water conservation, to use a lot less of this shrinking resource, which smart water meters could help with.
On the other hand, you address these leaks on the customer end, they're losing out on revenue.
I mean, water is their product, and who wants to sell less of their product?
And so there's an inherent tension between conservation and revenue.
So it seems like we've got this tug of war with consumer protection and water conservation on one end, and then the utilities making money on the other. And I mean, it's hard not to bet on the money side.
Ahmed Rashid says there is a way around this. California is letting some utilities do this thing called decoupling. Now, decoupling essentially means separating this relationship between how much water a consumer uses and how much money the utility makes.
Okay, so break it down for us.
Here's one rough example of how it could work. The water provider charges you less if you use less, but if the utility isn't making enough money because people aren't using as much water, well, they can charge customers extra to make up for that lost revenue.
Ahmed Rashid says that this removes that pesky disincentive for water utilities whose bottom line depends on how much water people use.
It's a win for the environment, it's a win for the customer. And if we have decoupled rates, it's a win for the utility.
I mean, is it really a win for the customer? What if everybody takes really short showers, but then they kind of are charged the same amount with those surcharges, but they're using less water?
Yeah, if you have been conserving, you will still have to pay into that surcharge. But remember, your monthly bills have been lower throughout the year. Either way, decoupling is pretty limited in California. I mean, it's only private investor-owned utilities that can take advantage of it, which leaves out most of the state's water providers. And there's another caveat. It only covers lost revenue, not the heavy upfront cost of smart meters. And again, lots of water providers are in bad financial shape. They only have so many dollars to pay for infrastructure improvements. And with nation's pipes getting older and older, they need every dollar they can use.
Despite all this, Ahmed Rashid still says if the goal is to get things like smart meters and to encourage water conservation, well, decoupling is the way to go.
Oh, I'm a big fan, a huge fan.
So you think everywhere should be doing this?
I think everyone should definitely consider this, yeah.
And Ahmed Rashid says now's the time to do it.
Right now, there's a lot of money through the federal government, through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Now, that could be used to upgrade their infrastructure to smart meters.
And while it's slow, the move to smart water meters is happening. New Orleans just started the work this year, and Birmingham Water Works, the utility that sent the Taylors their $20,000 bill, well, they're in the early planning phases for switching over to smart meters.
And speaking of Megan and Will Taylor, they were able to negotiate their bill down to just shy of $4,000.
So that came out to be $3,976.65.
Which is still a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's still a lot of money.
The good thing is that they were still able to afford buying a new home that checked all their boxes. Everything that is, except they still have to get their water from Birmingham Water Works, the only utility in town.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Catherine Silver. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Viet Le is our senior producer, and Kate Kincannon edits the show. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.